From NPR News, it's Day to Day. As we heard earlier in the program, General Motors and the United Auto Workers Union reached a tentative agreement today. The union still needs to ratify it. This deal is considered to be just a first step in what will be a long journey for both sides. Think this has nothing to do with you? Think again. The agreement has significance well beyond the auto industry. Here to fill us in is Marketplace's Steve Tripoli. So, Steve, we had no idea how long the strike was going to last. Then, boom, 48 hours later, it's all over. What does that tell us?
Well, Alex, it tells us that both sides really need each other. And here's the essence of what both sides acknowledged in today's agreement, according to UC Berkeley labor expert Harley Shaken.
The key to this was a commitment for the union to make some painful choices to reduce labor cost, a commitment for the company to provide investment in future plants in the U.S. And based on that bargain, there's still a lot to be done in the future, but it is the next step for the future of the Detroit industry.
A lot to be done. Steve, what exactly does that mean?
Well, you know, Harley Shaken told me that both sides and a third party need to act for this deal to work. Let's talk about the principal parties first. I think it's fair to say that labor has done the most moving already. They took a giant amount of future cost and risk off of GM's shoulders by agreeing to that health care trust. It'll be funded by a one-shot contribution from the company, but then GM's health care worries are done. Now both sides have to make this company more competitive. They have got to start building cars more people want to buy. And GM managers have to stop relying on short-sighted business models like an emphasis on profitable trucks and SUVs when the when the rest of the world is investing in high-mileage future.
And who's this mysterious third party you mentioned?
No mystery, Alex. It's funny, but in its own way, this agreement really says as much about healthcare as it does about the future of American manufacturing. The fact that healthcare costs were killing GM because foreign competitors can rely on national healthcare systems, and the fact that workers felt compelled to swallow this big risk of future costs speaks to two problems in the American system: how we pay for and how we deliver healthcare. Now, that's hardly a new thought, an original thought, but it is where that third party comes in, and that's the government.
Now, this healthcare plan that they've been talking about at GM, it's called the Voluntary Employees Beneficiary Association, or VEBA. It's really complex. Let's not get into that here, but can you help explain how this might affect healthcare for the rest of us?
Well, the GM healthcare story ties into the larger issue of American competitiveness. You know, the workers in this case agreed to assume a risk that can blow up on them if things don't work out with healthcare costs. And let me close by talking about this larger issue. We always say we have to change healthcare in this country, but we never do. I don't know where the healthcare debate's heading this time, but something big is different, and that something is healthcare's emergence as a competitiveness issue. We now see clearly that this worry is enough to weigh down General Motors, one of the crown jewels of American industry. So this time, the interests of workers and lots of American businesses are coming into alignment, and that's what may make the healthcare debate different this time.
Thank you so much, Steve. That's Steve Tripoli of Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace. It's produced by American Public Media.